We are Mem Chesem and Aleph. We are Mem Chesem and Aleph, and we brought a machloikas. We brought a machloikas. That we had a contradiction. Does an Eved Meshuchar have to be Mekabel Mitzvah? So we answered that we find this machloikas by Yefas Tayar. Shem ben Elazar says you can force a person into slavery and then force a person into freedom and they become Jewish, whether they like it or they don't like it. That's what Shem ben Elazar said. And Rabbanan said, no, you can't force a person to become a Jew. So according to the Rabbanan, there has to be a Kabbalah mitzvah. According to Shem ben Elazar, there doesn't have to be a Kabbalah mitzvah. That is what the Gemara said. Zok the Gemara, we are a Memches Amad Aleph, Maskevla Rapapa. About smack, a little bit less than the middle. I don't have a better way. I guess I can count lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the top. Maskevla Reb Shem Bar Papa. Eim ad shamet lei the Rabbanon be a fast tire delay shaykhah the mitzvahs. You know, it makes sense by a fast tire who didn't do any mitzvahs. She's a shiksa, a gaya. You captured her in war. And now you want her to become Jewish. So you can't force Judaism upon somebody. Avil Eved, but an Eved, the Shayach B'mitzvahs, he already became an Eved Kanani, right? And we'll learn like the Riff for a moment. He was Mekabel Mitzvahs already, right? He did already Kabbalah Mitzvahs when he became an Eved Kanani. Or, if you want to learn the other way that we mentioned yesterday, he's been acting like a Jew for many years, for whatever period of time. He's keeping mitzvahs. Right? If you want to learn like those who learn in Rashi that Eved does not have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. Yesterday we mentioned the Machloikas. So you'll say, the Eved Kanani's been acting Jewish. He's keeping Shabbos, he's keeping kosher. He's been doing it. Others say, he was Mekabel Mitzvahs as an Eved Kanani. Who says he has to do it again when he gets free? The Braisa said, Eved Meshuchar has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. We equated a Ger to an Eved Meshuchar. Now, if he was an Eved Kanani, and he did it the right way, according to the Rabbanon, which is either he was Mekabel Mitzvahs, or he acted like a Jew, whatever way you want to learn, he shouldn't have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs again. Are you Yefas Tayer? Yefas Tayer never was Mekabel anything. How can you equate a regular Eved Kanani and the Yefas Tayer? We want to say, just like by Yefas Tayer and Rabbanon say she has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, so every Eved Kanani that's freed has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. I mean, the Eved Kanani did it already when he became an Eved Kanani. Why should he have to do it a second time? Frek the Gemara. She never did mitzvahs. She never did mitzvahs, never was Mekabel mitzvahs. Avil Eved the Shayach b'mitzvahs. He's been living his life as an Eved Kanani. I don't know, like, let's make up a time. 5 months, 4 months, right? And either he did Kabbalah mitzvahs like the Rif says, or he acted like a yid, like Rashi says. Like others say in Rashi. Okay, now he's not the Rabbanon might. Maybe the Rabbanon agreed he doesn't need a new one. Where do you get to say, the Rabbanon say, that an Eved Kanani, who's already acting like a Jew, and was already Mekabel Mitzvahs as an Eved Kanani, should have to do a second Kabbalah mitzvahs? Where do you see that? Yes, Harvey.
Regarding an Eved Kanani, how do we know that he or she has done Kabbalah's mitzvah? I know that's a requirement of the Jew who owns him, but maybe he never intended to be an Eved Kanani. He didn't want to be, and he doesn't accept it upon himself. In order to not get beaten, maybe he will do some things when his master is looking, and then doesn't do it. When
if you learn that the Eved Kanani has to do Mekabel Mitzvahs, is when they put him in the mikvah, he has to verbalize, I am accepting the mitzvahs of an Eved Kanani. And once he does that, and he acts that way, there's no reason to say, worry about what he thought. Who cares? Meaning, I will agree with you if he says it and then doesn't keep it at all. His gerus is questionable. His Eved Kananism is questionable. But a person who verbalizes that he's accepting mitzvahs, and then, right, after he verbalizes he's accepting mitzvahs, He does some mitzvahs. He acts like an Eved Kenani. I don't care what
for
he had
reason.
In his mind. Can't worry about, you know what I mean? He said he's Mekabel mitzvahs.
Okay, I wanted to understand that low bar is what we consider, as far as an Eved Kenani, is what we consider Kabbalah.
The person's Mekabel mitzvahs and then doesn't do anything, then I think we question his Kabbalah. But if a question is the person's Mekabel mitzvahs and then begins to act on that Kabbalah, then I don't care what really went on in his mind. Actions speak louder than words, and words speak louder than thoughts.
I'm just saying that the institution kind of gives him every incentive to, obey. He wants to eat. He doesn't want to be beaten. He doesn't want whatever. Okay.
Yes, he has a choice. He could say no, and the owner will sell him off.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later today. I think we'll get there later today.
Right.
Anyway, the Tanya, and I can even prove it to you. The Braisa says, Echad ger v'echad l'keich eved b'nevek l'chavim. A ger, or somebody who buys an eved from a guy, tzarech l'kabel. The eved has to be mekabel mitzvah. Oh, l'keich mi Yisrael, ain't tzarech l'kabel. But if you buy from a yid, there's no kabbalah's mitzvah. Mani, who's that like? Erev shem ben alazer, amal l'keich b'nevek l'chavim, nami ain't tzarech l'kabel. Kwein shem ben alazer, you buy an eved, and you want to free him, you do whatever you want. He doesn't have to have kabbalah's mitzvah. You can force them. Elala Rabbana. Shmaminot. Lekeich v'naiv v'kechavim tzarech l'kabel. You bought from a guy, he has to be mekabel either now or when you free him. But he's got to have a kabbalah's mitzvah. If not, he's a guy. Aval lekeich miyisrael ain't tzarech l'kabel. He never has to be mekabel. Not now, not later. Who says that there's a second kabbalah's mitzvah? That's our problem. Our problem is, you answered that the braisa that equated a ger and an eved meshukra is going like the Rabbanon. That say you need a kabbalah's mitzvah. They said it by a fastayer who didn't have any kabbalah's mitzvahs, who didn't live like a Jew, who did nothing. Now is going from guy to yid. Of course, he has to have a kabbalah's mitzvahs. Shimon Elazar said no, but Rabbanon say yes. Therefore, you're going to say because of that an eved Kenani who already was mekabel mitzvahs is an eved Kenani and has been living like an eved Kenani. Now he gets freed. There's a second kabbalah's mitzvahs. Didn't he do it already? Yeah, but you don't need a kabbalah's mitzvah for that. How do you know you do? Because the Rabbanon required an original kabbalah's mitzvah, therefore you're going to say you need a new kabbalah's mitzvah? Where do you see that?
How would it work then? How's it working then?
He's an Eved Kenani. He's a Jew with restrictions, and the restrictions are off. He becomes completely Jewish.
We don't know. He hasn't had the mitzvah of the lady.
Yes.
Now we have all the mitzvahs.
Correct. Does that mean Makabowit? He is a Jew. Meaning like this. Let me, again. I'm not arguing logically. We wanted to say that the Rabbanon hold you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs at Shechrur. The proof was Yifas Tayar. The answer is Yifas Tayar is not a proof. Again. I think we're again. You're not listening to me. We're harping that the proof is not a proof. How do I know, according to the Rabbanon, you have to be mekabel mitzvahs? Where did the Rabbanon say you have to be mekabel mitzvahs?
Okay.
Where do you see that the Rabbanon hold that anybody has to be mekabel mitzvahs?
I mean anybody.
Anybody that's bought as an Eved has to be mekabel mitzvahs. Where do you see that? Yifas Tayar was the Raya. They did not agree to Rav Shimon ben Elazar that you can take this lady, force her as a Shivcha, and then force her to be free. That was where he saw the Rabbana. But we had a question. How do you know when Eved Meshukra has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs? The other bride says that he doesn't. We answer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds an Eved never has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. Not when he becomes an Eved, and not when he becomes free. And the Rabbanon holds he has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. What was the proof that the Rabbanon holds he has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs? The proof was because the Yifas Tayar can't be forced into Shifchus and then to freedom. So the question is, how is that a proof? There you were taking somebody that never had any Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and you're trying to make her a Jewish lady, you can't force it upon her. Here you're taking an Eved Kenani that already had a Kabbalah's mitzvah, and all you're doing is freeing him, and he moves to the next step. Who says he needs a new... Where do you see, I don't care logic, where do you see that the Rabbanon hold you need a new Kabbalah's mitzvah?
It could be
But do you have a riot to that? No, could be.
No, no.
No, could be.
The Shita that held that even when he was an Eben Kanani, Rebbe said, as a Shita that holds, he wasn't Mekabel, but he did it because his master's a Jew, and he wants to stay there, and he's going to go through the motions, right?
Right.
Now he's a free person, right? You know what? I'm not so sure I'm interested in any of this stuff.
Again, you're approaching this with logic, and I'm approaching it that you have no proof. We answered that we can prove to you the Rabbanan hold you need a Kabbalah's mitzvah. And my answer to you is, you have no proof. In fact, I have a brisa that says when you buy an Eved from a Yid, he no longer ever needs Kabbalah's mitzvah. That's what the brisa said. You buy an Eved from a Yid, he's finished with Kabbalah's mitzvah. He did it already, or he doesn't need it, whatever way you want to learn. But either way, he's finished. There's no new Kabbalah's mitzvahs ever necessary. Because the Brisa is talking about, period, from now and on. That's how we're understanding the Brisa. You're right. I could have answered that it's only while he's in heaven. But the Brisa seems to be saying from now and on. Again, that's how the Gemara understands the Brisa.
The Kenyan Aguf is being transferred from one year to the other year.
Yes. And now when he frees him, he becomes Jewish.
Without having to do anything.
You know, there's no mention that when he's reading, he needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara of Elikasha, Echad Ger, Echad Eved Meshukhar. But we did have a brisa that said Eved Meshukhar has to be Mekabel mitzvahs. And now that you're saying there's no proof from the Rabbanon, so why should he need it? And for the Gemara, Kitanya, he lived in Yitzvila Tanya. Eino Kinami. The Rabbanon holds he doesn't need a new Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Like the Riv, he already was Mekabel when he became an Eved. And therefore, he doesn't need a new Kabbalah's mitzvah. Included in being Mekabel mitzvah is an Eved, is you're becoming Jewish with restrictions. The restrictions will be lifted when you're freed and you become a complete Jew, if you're ever freed. No new Kabbalah's mitzvah is necessary. And if Shimon ben Elazar holds, no Kabbalah's mitzvah is necessary anytime if you go the Avdus route. A Ger needs Kabbalah's mitzvah. An Eved, you make him an Eved without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and then you can free him without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Rabbanon hold, you need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, according to the Rebbe. At least when he becomes an Eved, he has to be Mekabel mitzvahs. There's got to be a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, when you free him, there's no need for a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Either Bryce equated a Ger and Eved Meshukhar, that was just that they have to go to the mikvah. Not that he needs a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Ger does, the Eved Meshukhar does not. Nobody needs a new Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Not Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and not the Rabbanon. For different reasons. Shimon ben Elazar holds you never need it by an Eved, and Rabbanon holds you already had it when he became an Eved, the way the Rif learns, the way we wanted to learn the Sukkah. Rashi. Amy Mikashamit, Rabbanon, the Pliga, Reb Shimon will have it to Kanta. They don't agree to forcefully Taibo Yifas Tayr as a Shivcha. That would be by Yifas Tayr, L'Shaycha B'mitzvahs. Avil Eved, Shashor Etzle Kama Yamim. He was lived there. He's been acting like a from yid. And the answer is you're right. There's no new Kabbalah's mitzvahs necessary. Then you tefila Tanya. Shushneim shavim betefila. They both are equal in tefila. Shetzichim litvo. Shabon leklal yisro gomer. Avlein Kabbalah vayoshvo. The Eved ain't tzarach lekabel b'shas tefila shikur. There's no need for a new Kabbalah at the time of tefila shikur. And again, as I mentioned before, the Rif Shita is there is a need of a Kabbalah when he became an Eved Kanani, which is the way we paskim. And some learn in Rashi that an Eved Kanani that acts Jewish, that becomes his Kabbalah. His acting Jewish while he's an Eved is instead of a Kabbalah's mitzvah. Again, in Rashi there's two ways to learn. I wanted to be intellectually honest. If not, I would just say the first way. But the Rif, and that's the easier way to understand the sugya, is that there was a Kabbalah's mitzvah when he became an Eved, and therefore, since he already was Mekabel mitzvah, there's no need for a new Kabbalah, according to anybody. Shimon Elazar holds, you never need a Kabbalah. You force the guy to become an Eved, he's stuck, and then a minute later, you can force him to become Jewish, and he's stuck. And Rabbanim do not agree with that. They say that there has to be some kind of Kabbalah's mitzvah as an Eved. And then, when you free him, there's no need for a Kabbalah's mitzvah. Something Gemara Vayter.
Hello.
Are you fast tire? No, you can't force. You can as if fast tire. By going through the process of Yifas Tayar, then the Tayar allows you to live with her. Correct. Machlokes Rishayim and Kedushin, what the kid is, a guy or a yid. Because she's a Yifas Tayar. She never was Megiyaris. Pashtus. So how did the kid? Oh, 1 second. What's the child? Right? So Rashi and Kedushin learns the child is a guy. Tyson, I think, argues over there. Yes.
So once he's Meshukhra, he has to have tefillah?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's elevating himself to another step.
So in other words, he has to do a maisa before he's Meshukhra or before he's chayiv to do the things. The reason I'm asking is because when he was mekabel mitzvahs as an eved kanani, he was only mekabel X amount, 601 mitzvahs or 602.
That was the same question Rabbi Cohn asked a number of minutes ago. And the answer is, he was mekabel to do what Jewish people have to do under his status. And that's enough. The Maisa Tvila is not to make him free. He's free without the Maisa Tvila. The Maisa Tvila is to allow him to marry a Jewish girl.
It has nothing to do with a kibbutz mitzvah?
Again, he already was mekabel mitzvah as an Eved Kanani. That suffices.
Well, just to marry a Jewish
girl. Doesn't have to be mekabel the new ones. Included in his original Kabbalah's mitzvahs is to be Jewish as much as required.
And the tefillah allows him to marry a Jewish girl?
After he's free, yes.
Because a yid who doesn't do tefillah before he gets married is not marrying a Jewish girl?
I have no idea what you just asked me.
In other words, tefillah is mechuyev, everyone is mechuyev to have tefillah before they get married?
Oh. But an Eved Meshukhra has to elevate himself through the act of tefillah.
Okay.
I'm not understanding your question. He's an Eved Meshukhra. So in order to enter the fold completely, we would require a tefillah.
So if he doesn't get married, he still has to keep Taryag Mitzvahs now that he's Meshukhra.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Pashtus, he has to have tefillah in order that he should be able to get married. I don't think he has to have tefillah in order to shake lulav.
Why is marriage an exception?
Chalkis Rishayim, whether this tefillah is biblical or rabbinic. Some Rishayim hold that biblically he doesn't need a new act of tefillah. It's a rabbinic requirement. You know, he's becoming a new Jew, let's make him have to go to the mikvah. Some do learn it is biblical. It's not Chalkis Rishayim. What?
Can marry anyone he wants now?
Anyone a ger can marry. Pashtas, everybody. Mehuzeruk Sheris Lenasalim Sulam. His daughter might not be able to marry a Kayan. That's a discussion in Masechtas Ksubas, whether a ger's daughter is allowed to marry a Kayan. What? I said in Kedushin. What did I say, Ksubas? I made a mistake. I meant Kedushin. Dvarim Shalev was Kedushin. Yes.
He's the one that holds that she can do without her.
Correct. He holds if you go the Avdus route. You have to make her into a slave and then free her. You can't just say you're Jewish. No. If Asayer has a process, if he doesn't want to go through the process, he can circumvent it. If Shimon Elazar says the way you circumvent it is saying, you're becoming my Shifcha Knanis, like it or not. Dunk her into the mikvah for Shifcha Knanis. She becomes a Shifcha Knanis.
It's not going to work if she's not Makal Mitzvah.
Correct. And that's because she had no Kabbalah mitzvahs. She had nothing. Now, do Rabbanan also allow you to circumvent Yifas Tayar if she's willing to become a Jew? So forget about Yifas Tayar. She becomes a Geiris.
Without becoming a Shifra?
Without becoming... willingly. Key word here. Rabbi Shimon Elazar doesn't need her ratzon. Rabbanan say, no. You can't force a woman anything. You capture her, you can make her Yifas Tayar. There's a process. The only way out of the process is if she's willingly willing to become a Jewish woman, so she's a regular Geiris. Yes. Pashtus according to the Rif, you buy an Eved in the slave market, you tell him, listen, my Habibi, you want to become my Eved Kanani, you have to be, according to the Rif, you would say, you have to be Makabal Mitzvahs to become an Eved Kanani. I can't force you to do that. You don't want to do that? John lives down the street. I'll sell you to John. The Gemara later on is going to give other ages. I'm just giving the simple way to this other ages. I'll sell you to John. You'll be John's slave.
You need his Kabbalah.
Yes, you need his Kabbalah's mitzvah, according to the Rif. In Rashi, I hate to confuse people, but in Rashi there's a sheet that says you don't need his Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but he has to live like an Eved Kanani who keeps mitzvahs. That becomes an automatic Kabbalah's mitzvah. Again, let's leave that to the side. That's the Rabbah. Not like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, you go to the guy and say, Chabibi, you're my slave, have fun, you're an Eved Kanani, like it or not. You eat chaylev, you get karas. You eat mechal Shabbos, you get skilo.
So
like it or not.
Does he agree that a London Eved that Makabal, like to be a ger at that time?
If he outwits his master, yeah, why not? That he doesn't argue on.
Is there any Tzidila Daraisa that's just a new Tzidila?
What?
Just
not that I know of. To remove tumma.
Yeah.
Right.
So when the Eved dunks, how do we know what he tells you? Is Kavanah was going to be a free person?
Harvey asked that question about 20 minutes ago, 18 minutes ago, and I told him Dvarim Shabalei Vedim Dvarim. We can't worry about what people think. Words speak louder than thoughts. Actions speak louder than words.
He does it, and now I'm out of here. He says, "What do you mean you're out of here? You're my slaves." No, what's that? So how do you?
Well, hold a second.
He bought this guy, and he dunks. The master thinks he's dunking to be an Eben, and he said, "That's not why that was my kavana. I'm free."
Fine. He's not free. He's your Eben.
He jumped to become a kid.
Not
with his master.
What?
You don't know.
Listen, he's got to live. Hold on a second. Are you talking about a Rabbeinu Shloim less world or a world with a Rabbeinu Shloim?
Let's say
a guy is a Jewish and he decides, I'm free. I'm not Jewish anymore. Any way we can stop him?
I don't understand. So what would be the din? He's outwitted. If he
outwitted everybody but one, the Rabbeinu Shloim. Nothing we can do. He became a free yid, and then he goes off the deep. So what are we going to do? We heard him say he's becoming a yid.
So he always master him while he has to pay his master?
Again, it depends. Is he a yid or is he not a yid? If he's a yid, then he doesn't owe his master. Well, ask me the pachal. And evident what's with his master, does he owe his master for damages that he just incurred? By becoming a free person, he stole an Eved from his master. It might be Garmi, it might be Grandma, I don't know. It's a Shiloh. It's a good Shiloh. He does? What does he say? I think you're chayav to pay. I think he has to pay, but I'm not sure. You're talking about a different thing. He fooled everybody, and now he goes to be a guy again. You can only fool everybody besides the Rabbi Nishlal. Now, I think we have a halacha that it...
In fact, he trusted whatever he told him.
A ger goes to the mikvah and becomes Jewish. And then changes his mind. Maybe he never meant it. So I think... I'm guessing now. I'm not 100% sure. That if he never acts Jewish, he goes and becomes it right away, then his garish was never meaningful. But if he acted Jewish for a little while and then decided to change back, he's Yisrael Mummer. You can't undo Judaism. You can act like a guy, but you can't fool the Rabbi Shlomo. In the godless world, he got away with it. We're going to talk a little bit about Yefastayar. It says in the Pasuk, the process includes V'gilcha Shreisha, she shaves her head. V'asasa esir paneha. Now, asasa means does. Just to be neutral here, because there's a machloik is what it means. So we'll say she does her nails. Rabbi Eliezer ayim etakutz. Rabbi Eliezer says, does her nails means she cuts them off. She can't have nails. You have to, that doesn't mean cut off the part that's the skin. Meaning beyond the skin. Rabbi Kiva ayim etakdo. Rabbi Kiva says, grow long nails. Don't touch the nails for 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer ayim etakdo. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. Namar asiyah barash. Namar asiyah b'tzipanayim. It says to do something to the hair, and it says to do something to the nails. What she does to the hair is make herself ugly. She shaves her head. We want her to look ugly. Long nails look ugly. Cut nails don't look ugly. I skipped. Let's go back. Let's start the Bryce again. I'm sorry I skipped a few lines. Tan Rabban Megilchas Rai Shabbos Tzipanei Rabbi Eliezer Metakus Rabbi Kiva Metaklu. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Nem Asiyah Bereish Nem Asiyah Tzipanei. Malahan Havara Kan Havara. Just like by the hair it means cut off, so by the nails it means cut off. Treat the nails like the hair. Rabbi Kiva Imen Nem Asiyah Bereish Nem Asiyah Tzipanei. Malahan Nivu Av Kan Nivu. We don't do the same thing. We do the same consequence. We want it to look ugly. By nails, long nails make it look ugly, not short nails.
Go ahead by the head.
Cut off the hair. Seth, the Gilchus Rasha.
People do that.
What are you trying to say, Drush, now about hair cutting?
No, people, ladies do that.
For Ryan Lindsay.
What's the answer to that question, Rebbe?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Leo was born yesterday?
No, I know you weren't born yesterday. Trust me, I know you weren't born yesterday. Unless he was born again. What? For Ryan. Can I just finish the line? For Ryan Ladibi Rabbi Eliezer, and Ryan to Rabbi Eliezer, that it means cut off. Because as Mevaish has been shown, Yared Likwas Hamelach, Mevaish has been shown, came to the king, and he came in an unkempt way. Like Asa Raglov, V'le'asa Svamai, right? He didn't cut off his mustache, and he didn't cut off his nails. So we see asa means cut off. It says loy asa, he looked unkempt. He hadn't cut his nails, and he hadn't trimmed his mustache. That's unkempt. And therefore, mayasiya avara. So raya to Eliezer, that it means that asa means remove.
Was asa raglov?
Asa raglov, it did not cut the nails of his legs. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Takutz atzipernayim koi. I forgot the lav nivu. Even though Rabbi Kiva will agree that, I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that cutting the nails is not making her look ugly. Zeru sakatzavi, the Torah says cut the nails. Atiyah bereish, klemer nemesham tikka mitzvah bereish, tiksiv v'gilcha. Torah wanted you to do something. Doesn't say the word atiyah, but it says to do something. Le'asa raglov, le'katzat tziparni raglov, did not cut his nails. Le'asa svamai, le'gilach sar svamai, he didn't trim his mustache. Al ma'asiyah kari la'avara. Yes.
They always open shoes then.
I guess so.
So,
yes.
My understanding of this whole concept is that wartime is an allowance during wartime. And, but I don't understand the sheet that you're not allowed to live there once. This doesn't make sense. Like, who's going to realistically, you're in a passion war? And you're saying, I don't understand the other stuff.
It's because you don't come to my chumash here. I once set aside, and I'll say it in a minute and a half now. The Yafastayer is to teach us a concept. Here is a guy that has this passion for this lady, right? The Torah really doesn't want him to marry her, right? But the Torah realized that he can't control himself. That's what Rashi says. The Dibra Torah El Keneged Yetzirah. So what did the Torah do? It said to the guy, you can marry her, wait 30 days. You delay rather than confront. It's a lesson to anybody that's faced with the Yetzirah that he feels he can't conquer. Usually the Rebbeinu Shlom does not give us tests that we can't conquer. Here the Rebbeinu Shlom gave this soldier a test that the Torah recognizes that he can't conquer. Why would the Rabbanim Shalom give a guy a test that he can't take care of? Because Rabbanim Shalom is teaching us something. When you can't conquer delay, that's also a victory. You weren't tishmata. You didn't throw in the towel and give in to your passion. You controlled it for 30 days. Now, sometimes in 30 days, the passion will leave. And sometimes it won't. But at least you didn't crumble in front of the Yetzer Hara.
According to the other opinion, Hashem is allowing you to crumble.
What do you mean?
You can live with her once.
According to that other opinion, the Rabbi Nishlam says you can live with her once and then stop for 30 days for the same reason. For the same reason.
Right, but you're saying is that you fell, you crumbled.
Again, I'm just saying, first I'm going in Rashi's Shita that you're not allowed to live with her once. That's Rashi's Shita. Tysus argues, but Rashi holds you can't live with her once. Now, you can't live with her once. So, therefore, what he's saying is, delay rather than crumble. And I think that's a lesson in life. Rabbi Fischel once told me that a guy who has the Yetzer Hara and controls himself for 2 hours and then gives in will get schar for controlling himself for 2 hours. For every second of those 2 hours, he will be rewarded. And then he'll be punished for doing it 2 hours later. One has nothing to do with the other. Delay is a semi-victory. I'm not nothing. I'm not a shmata in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. I have a self-esteem. I lost, but I fought the battle. And the next time, maybe I'll fight the battle stronger. That's why I think the lesson of Yifasayir is, but that's for Chumash here. For Rabbi Cohn's Sefer, maybe he'll quote me in the Sefer when he gets to Yifasayir. Maybe he won't, I don't know. Maybe he'll say, Shemati, Mechazerai. Maybe he'll say, no, I don't do it anymore because of COVID. Shemati Mechazerai, you're right. Mechazerai, who said this, Yifasayir. Maybe you'll quote me in your Sefer.
I would say.
Oh, I'm hoping for your friend. Don't think about right to Tana Rabbanan. Uvachsa Sevia Vesima. The lady cries for her mom and dad. That's what the pasuk says. Rabbi Yezraim Ravi Avi Amamish Ima Mamish. Now, over here, Taisa says there's no machloikis. The first shot. We'll see the second shot in Taisa in a second. Rabbi Yezra says she cries for her parents. She was taken captive. She's away from her parents. She might never see her parents again in her life. So the Torah says, put her in a room. Don't marry her. Don't make her feel good about herself. Let her cry for 30 days. The idea being, you'll get disgusted with a lady sitting and crying. Rabbi Kiva, Ravio Imazu Avedet Kechav. She cries for her lost idol worship. The Chenu Aimer, Aimrim La'etz, Aviata, you say to the reward, you're my father. So we see Avi is referred to Avodah Zarah. Now, Taisa says, according to the first pshat, there's no argument, just telling you what pshat in the pasuk is. Second pshat, Taisa says, if she doesn't have parents, or her parents are Jewish, does she have to go through Vachsa, Sevilla, Vesima? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no reason for her to cry for her mother and father. There is no mother and father. They died. She's an orphan. Or if her parents are Jewish, what do you mean? They became Gerim. They converted. So she's not crying for her parents. I don't know, but she'll be closer to her parents now. So there's no Chiyav of Vachsa Sevilla Vesima. According to Mekiva, she's a Gaya. That means she was a Venice of Edizara until now. She has to make a lifestyle change. She has to sit and cry at the fact that she lost her Avedizara now. She's gone. She's finished with it. Yerach Yamin. For a Yerach of days. Now, I always say 30 days, because that's what the Tanakhama says. Yerach, Shloishim Yayim. Yerach means a month, a total month, not a 29-day month, a 30-day month. Right? That's Stam Chodesh. Where do you get 60?
Yamim, plural,
Chodesh is a month. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I'm a Tishim Yayim, 90 days. Yerach, Shloishim. Yamim, Shloishim. That's 60. V'yachar Kain, Tavi Eloh B'Alto, what's V'yachar Kain? Shloishim, another 30. So either 30 or 90. Either you learn Yerach Yamim is one thing, a Yerach of days, which is a month, or you learn Yerach is 1 month, Yamim is a second month, and Achar Kain means another month. In fact, the Gemara Maskev or Ravina, Eim a Yerach Shloishim Yamim Shloishim V'Achar Kain Kihani. Let's say Yerach is 30, Yamim is 30, and Achar Kain means another 60. Kasha. So we have no answer. So it's a machlokes 30 or 90. We don't understand why it's not a machlokes 30 or 120, but it's a machlokes. Rashi kihani shishim. Other double the shear. So therefore, we don't have an answer for that, but that's the machlokes. Okay? We finished talking about Yifastayr. We went through the Pesukim, translated exactly what has to happen, and who she cries for, and now we move back to Avodah. Or her parents. And now, first shot in Taisus is, it's just touching the Pesukim. Second shot is, if she has no parents to cry for, do we require this? She won't. There's no parents to cry for. Now, I don't know, again, if you hold that, right. I'm sorry, yes.
When do we use the Yerach? When do we use Koyt?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Taisus Yishanim says, Yerach always means Malay Chaydish can mean either one. Taisus says, Chaydish always means 30. Taisus Yishanim says, Yerach means the moon, which is always 29 and a half days, and more than 29 and a half, so you always have to go to 30. Whereas Chaydish means a halachic month, and that can be 29. That's what the Taisus Yishanim says. Top Taisus Yishanim, Aleph.
Am I ready? If she's not crying, if she's, she doesn't believe in a Torah, is there a Maisa there, or Vachsa Saviyah, something that she has to go through?
Oh, it's not a, it, she's withdrawn. She's told she'll never see that Avodah Zara again.
But let's say she doesn't believe in any God. In
you don't have to beat her to cry. The Torah is saying, when you lock a girl up, you put her into, you capture her. You're not marrying her. You're basically making her look like a witch. And she feels that she lost her homeland. She's going to cry.
So in other words, it's not really she has to cry over Avodah Zarah. She might be an atheist, but she has to go through a process of regret.
No, I don't think it's regret. I think it's a fact of life. She's going to cry. We want to put her in a position where she'll sit and cry. We want her to be ugly. So by not marrying her, and by not, and she's in limbo, she's not with her family, she's not with her nation, she's not with her people, she's alone in a room, she's going to cry.
Okay.
Anabavana. Mekaymen avadim sheinem balim. Okay? According to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, you're allowed to keep an Eved in your house that's not an Eved Kanani. You can buy an Eved, and you don't have to mal him, and you don't have to title him, and he doesn't have to be Makabal Mitzvah. He can be an Eved without being an Eved Kanani. He's your Eved. You bought him. He's not your Eved Kanani. He's an Eved. He has no halakhos of an Eved Kanani. He's a guy, but he's your Eved. You own a guy. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Eim Mekaymen. You're not allowed to have that. You can't have that. And the Gemara will give you all kinds of solutions. According to Bekiva, let the Gemara do its thing. Amar Rabbi Bishmol, Haru Eimer, V'Nafesh Ben Amoscha V'Hager. Now, it already says in one pasuk that an Eved has to keep Shabbos. Ato Avincha V'Techa Avdecha V'Amoscha V'Gercha She'B'Sharecha. It says that Eved has to keep Shabbos. Why does the pasuk say again, V'Nafesh Ben Amoscha V'Hager? Who are these two people that we're adding to the list? Who is the Ben Amoscha? He's an Eved? Well, he said an Eved has to keep Shabbos. A Ger is a Jew. Obviously he has to keep Shabbos. Who are these two people that the Torah added by saying, V'yinafresh Ben Amoscha v'Ager? Who is this Ben Amoscha? An Eved? Said an Eved has to keep Shabbos. Therefore, Zakhtar Bishmol. Right. Amaloi b'lekeach evet. So must be Zakhtar Bishmol. We're talking about the Amoscha. You bought a Shifcha who had a son and never was mauled. They never became Canaanis. So the Torah is saying, hey, you can't have him work anyway. He's your Eved. He can't do work anyway. Now, it's a machlokes whether he can't do work for himself, he can't do work for you. Pashtus, he can't do work for you biblically. Even though a guy You can ask a guy to do work biblically. It's only rabbinic to ask a guy to do work for you on Shabbos. This ben hamascha biblically is restricted from working you on Shabbos, even though he's not Jewish at all. He's a guy. He's an eved. He did not makabel any mitzvahs. He did not mila. Nothing. Nothing.
Only on that one mitzvah?
So the Torah is saying he can't work for you on Shabbos.
Only on that one mitzvah?
He can't work for you on Shabbos.
Only on that one mitzvah?
For you. He can work for himself. He's a guy.
It's
not doing your mitzvah. He's not working for you. You can't ask Franklin to do work for you on Shabbos. Is it his mitzvah or your mitzvah? Rabbinically speaking, you're not allowed to go ask a guy to do work for you on Shabbos.
Why should this be
different? One second. Is that, that's Rabbanan. Midoraita, I can ask a guy to do anything I want on Shabbos. So Rabbanan. Rabbanan says, Amir Lakam is Azar. I can't go to a guy and ask him to work. Is it his mitzvah or my mitzvah? My mitzvah. So it's my mitzvah that my Eben, who's not an Eben Kanani, can't do anything for me. It's my mitzvah, not his mitzvah. He has no mitzvahs. He's a guy.
Which side proves?
There's a new concept called the Ben Amascha, who's not an Eved. The Torah calls Eved, and then the Torah has Ben Amascha, who's also your Eved. What's the difference between the two? Why do I need a pasuk for Eved and a pasuk for Ben Amascha? That could be small, because there's two kinds of Avadim. There's the Eved Kanani. He's Mechuyev and Shabbos. That's his mitzvah. He's chayiv in Shabbos. He's chayiv in kosher. He's chayiv in everything except what a lady is not chayiv in. That's mitzvah number one. Then the Torah wrote a new thing called v'nafesh ben amascha. Who is this ben amascha? Dr. Bishmol. That's the eved that never was makabel mitzvah. He's a guy, but he's your eved. Dr. Torah, biblically, you can't have him work for you. He's different than Franklin. Franklin, biblically, can work for you. Rabbinically, you can't ask Franklin to work for you. By the way, Franklin paid for this. Right? But rabbinically, you can't ask Franklin to work for you. But biblically, you can. Came along to Torah here and said, no, your Eved, who's not an Eved Kanani, is not allowed to do work for you on Shabbos, period. Biblically.
He did for some other Jew?
Good question. I think Mishnah Berurah discusses it. I don't remember that look. I think he can.
Who's this care?
We're getting there. You didn't give us a chance. We didn't get there yet. Tomorrow's going to get there.
This is an Eved Kanani, so it's long mile below
Tavu. Well, he's not an Eved Kanani. He's an Eved who's long mile below Tavu. Correct. Dr. Bekiva, Amalei, Belekeach Eved, Bein Ashmashes. No. Dr. Bekiva says, you're right. It's talking about the Eved that didn't mobile Tavo. He didn't have a chance yet. You bought him on Friday afternoon. It's his first Shabbos. He didn't do Tvila Mila yet. He couldn't. It was Friday afternoon, 5 minutes before Shkia. Or the Gemara says, Bein Hashmash. He just bought him. So what happens that first Shabbos? By next Shabbos, he's going to be an Eved Kanani. But what happens that first Shabbos? He can't work for you. He didn't have a chance. That's how Rabbi Akiva answers this question. He's limiting Rabbi Shmuel's raya. He's saying it's not a proof that they can exist. It happens to be because of no other option.
Because Rabbi Shmuel says you can tarry, you can wait.
Rabbi Shmuel says you can keep him this way forever.
Why would you do that?
Why not? You don't want to. He's not interested in becoming Jewish. He has no interest in being Mekabel Mitzvahs.
You can
nobody said anything about Shechor. You can keep him as an Eved. He can be your slave.
I'll be
Mekabel Mitzvahs without becoming Jewish at all. He's a guy. You own him. He works for you. He's stuck. He's chattel. That's it. He's nothing to do with Mitzvahs. His wine is Yai Netzach. He's a guy, he can't cook for you, he's a regular guy. He's a guy who's your Eved.
If you hit his eye out, what happens?
I don't think he goes for me. He's not an Eved Kanani. He never became an Eved Kanani. According to Bishmol, it's common. If you, I wasn't there. You know, I mean, I think slavery is banned today.
200 years ago, that's what people did in this country.
Used to be until.
I don't. Made of everything. I think they just bought them.
I have no idea.
From what I read,
people make up stories. I don't know what happened to Lamaisa. I don't know what the Jewish plantation owners in the South. I don't know what they did.
But they were Jews who had.
But.
Where you read that?
Right, you know, Shlomo Miller has a tshuva saying that you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. To, because you never know who's a guy and who's a yid.
Because they could have come from.
Because they come and have a Kanani, that's what he writes.
Wow.
In a tshuva, he writes. Shlomo Miller. That he says every guy might be a yid if we don't go with a rice. And today you never know who's a guy and who's a yid. It's I, Shvarta. Right, he says he might be from Avi Kanani. You have no idea.
So he's not allowed to keep Shabbos.
This Eved is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Correct,
so
for himself.
You have to tell him to do
himself.
It.
Himself. He's not allowed to work for you.
But if he,
but he can do it himself.
He's Chayiv Misa. So you have to tell him to do.
He's like
do
a regular guy. We don't kill people that keep Shabbos. The Chayiv Misa B'nei Shemayim.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi, why couldn't Rabbi Ishmael respond to Rabbi Akiva and say something like, according to you, who says you're allowed to own an Eved Kanani, or any sort of Eved for a minute who's not moiled? Who says you're permitted to purchase him just before Shabbos starts and keep him? Maybe, according to you, who says that, who holds as you do, that you can't do that. You have to leave sufficient time, otherwise he cannot enter your household.
Yes, there's a pasuk v'inafesh ben amascha, which allows this kind of slavery. The question is, does it allow it long-term or just very short-term?
I just don't understand why Rabbi Akiva assumes that you can do that even for a minute if he holds the way he does, that you can't keep anybody who's not moiled.
Because the Torah did write v'inafesh ben amascha. See, Rabbi Shmuel has a good proof. Rabbi Akiva has to deal with that pasuk.
No, I understand, but I'm just wondering why Rabbi Akiva just decides that you could keep him for even that time. You have the excuse of, I just bought him, I didn't have time to do it. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, why should that be permitted? Why couldn't one say to Rabbi Akiva, according to you, who says that you could even have him for a moment not moiled?
The pasuk says it, I think we love ben amascha. I think the question is the other way. How does Rabbi Akiva know that you can't have this long term?
No, I understand that. I understand that argument. Okay.
Ashi. B'nafesh ben amatzcha b'hayb habit arul k'siv k'siv mefarish l'kaman, like it says later on. B'nafesh ma'ashe shalayar Shabbos l'hizvik l'maylai. U'mazira y'akastav l'rabba y'al'avdi l'nuach b'yayim ha'machra. So the next day he can't work for you. B'layal Shabbos habab won't apply to the next Shabbos. Sharitarach l'maylai b'shabbazu. V'kivin demol mikor achar nafka. I have another pasuk once he did breath and tefillah. Talking about an Eved that already did Mila, meaning he's already an Eved Kanani.
Why does the Pasuk use Olashen that doesn't fit in? Ben Amascha means it's not somebody you bought. Your maidservant.
Right, so it's an interesting way of expressing the maidservant you bought that didn't become a Shifra Kananis and had a son, who's your Eved without being an Eved Kanani. It all happened to Arab Shabbos. Well, the kid was born. It all happened to Arab Shabbos. Right? A very strange way of saying it. I will not argue with you. Yes.
In Rashi, when it says,
sorry?
Olal Shabbos Habas Shavikor. In Rashi, it says, Olal Shabbos Habas
Shavikor. I don't understand what you're saying. I can't hear you. But Olal Shabbos Habas means according to Bekiva, the next Shabbos it doesn't apply. By then he's in. He's an Avad Kanani. You can't keep him.
Right, so the Lashon Shabbos means the week, not Shabbos the next day. He has to give it.
No, Shabbos!
He gives the bris on Shabbos?
Oh, one second. Oh, but Shabbos Zoo means the week, correct. I'm sorry, you're right.
Okay.
The loyal Shabbos Habah means not for the next Shabbos,
right.
Because you're doing Mila this week, correct. I should have pointed that out, thank you very much. Okay. Sorry?
Next word,
Bar is going to talk about it. Okay, Shem tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.